Up and on the line right now, Andrew Hayes, our good friend from World Business Chicago. I just saw him. And last time I saw you, Andrew, you had a bunch of Italian food ready for me to go. I know we're not together here in the same building. Go ahead.
That's right. And I was talking about Chicago when I saw you a couple of weeks ago.
Shocker.
And I'm excited to be able to do that again, especially before a Blackhawks game. Are you kidding?
Yep.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, we're actually having tonight, we're celebrating some local businesses, some West Side businesses here. Some I'm sure you've encountered along the way, too, and all these things are connected. And World Business Chicago, well, before we begin, what is World Business Chicago? Just refresh us on that.
I'm happy to. We're the city and the region's economic development agency. So we're principally charged with promoting the city and the region to businesses in the market and outside the market to expand, relocate, and grow.
That's smart, and it's huge, and it has had a huge impact on our city and how many years you guys have been operating. And you guys launched last week or announced the launch of Horizon Lines, Visions for Chicago 2050, which, by the way, sounds so far in the future, Andrew, but it's coming faster than maybe you and I want to realize. It's just a quarter of a century away. What is this all about?
I'm really excited to say that we have an economic plan for growth. The only way we're going to get out of our challenges, John, is to grow revenue, to grow resources, and to grow population. And so we launched this plan in November of last year. It's a three-year plan, really looking strategically, and then an aspirational one that looks 25 years ahead. So I encourage your listeners to go to our website, worldbusinesschicago.com, and download Chicago 2050. And that's the plan that we're talking about. But we just launched phase two of the plan, which I'm really excited about. As a lifelong Chicagoan, I've always heard of Daniel Burnham. I've always heard of Make No Small Plans and all those sort of icons that have been here before, right? And our resilience through the Chicago fire. I mean, Chicago has got so many great stories as to how we've reinvented ourselves and how we've innovated, right? And so we have an open call for folks with big ideas, credible ones, right? We want to be thoughtful. If you've got a big idea of something we can do to ensure that Chicago in 25 years from now is globally competitive, we want to hear those ideas.
I know you're not trying to give ideas out here for free, but, I mean, how big are you talking? Is it, oh, we need a new park, or we need a new statue, or no hey, this is how these worlds can be connected. Here's how these neighborhoods can thrive. Give us a little hint.
I'll say three things to you. One is AI. Second is quantum. Right. And third is connectivity. Right. So we have to really be thoughtful about those three elements. And in previous years, AI and quantum, and they weren't really a part of our world. But that means like clean energy is a big deal. We have to be looking at the way in which we're manufacturing, the way in which we're doing business. How do we make it more efficient? How do we, you know, not pollute the world, but we contribute to the world? And so big ideas are necessary in this moment.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an idea.
Please.
I had somebody share with me last week that they think we should cap over some of the expressways, build a park.
Huh.
So like the Kennedy and the Eisenhower and 55, wherever an expressway has divided a neighborhood, what if we put a park over that part of it and then unite the neighborhoods together?
Interesting. That sounds awesome. It sounds green too. I mean, with
right.
Maybe that sounds crazy, Andrew, but I tell you what, 25 years ago, green roofs probably started to seem crazy. And now we see it peppered all throughout the city, these living roofs that absorb energy and expend oxygen through the process of photosynthesis, which I won't try to explain to you, Andrew, because I don't quite understand myself. But
Wait,
I guess that's what we're talking about, right? An idea that might
exactly
even seem silly.
That's exactly the impetus for this. It's an open call to everyone, anyone. No
That's
one is
awesome.
Excluded. Anybody with a great idea who can put some, you know, thought of how you would, you know, scale and execute, we want to hear. And then here's what's really exciting, John. These are going to be reviewed by, you know, people who are in the business of urban planning and really are thinking about the future. So they're going to judge these. And the finalists will be part of an exhibit at the Chicago Cultural Center in June. I mean, I can't think of a better space to host ideas for the future than the Chicago Cultural Center.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wonder if in the year 2026 we've looked back at some of these big ideas that people had 50, 100, or even as recent as 25 years ago, and have whether we've seen some of them come to fruition as a way to kind of give us hope that big ideas now may seem, again, crazy, but they are doable.
I'll tell you what, Millennium Park is the most recent one I can think of. I remember back in the day when there were major civic and business leaders convening on a regular basis. Donna LaPietra of Curtis Productions was one of the leads, and Patrick Ryan from Aon, right? So they envisioned Millennium Park that we enjoy today, and that today is a cultural global destination for us, right? And then think about reversing the river back in the day, and think about our recovery from the Chicago fire. I used to work for Baird Warner many years ago, and I was always honored that that family-owned real estate company helped the city build itself outside of the fire because they had titles and deeds and original documents that helped urban planners back then, you know, think about how do we redesign the city. So that's what we're looking for again. How do we redesign? How do we build something that's going to be, you know, significant culturally, open to everybody, is a draw to the world, the reasons why businesses want to come here, why tourists and visitors want to continue to come, and why we as residents feel proud of our city.
And we certainly do. Is it a written word submission? Do you want visuals? Like, what do people need to put together to submit an idea like this?
It's not complicated, but I would refer everybody to our website, worldbusinesschicago.com/horizon-lines. Everything is there. We've got webinars coming up, 3 webinars in March. I encourage anybody with a big idea and interested in knowing more to attend one of the webinars. You want to make sure you register for that in advance. And there will be, you know, additional information forthcoming, but it's not a complicated process. We don't want, you know, our construction drawings or architectural drawings. We really want big ideas that are credible, that have some weight if you were really to put pencil to, you know, to paper and write checks to make it happen. That's something we could do as a city.
I just want to leave you with this. I know a lot of people might be thinking they're being like, well, I've got an idea, but who am I, right? There's a little imposter syndrome when if I'm not an architecture or something like that, that I can come up with something that big. No, your call is everyone. Think of something.
Everyone.
I love it.
That's exactly right.
Andrew, I got to go. As you can hear, the United Center is getting louder behind me. Here come the Hawks is playing behind, and nice job navigating the interview on the phone with a guy who's at a crowded building. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time and your listeners' time. Good luck, Blackhawks. Go.
Go, Hawks.
Thank you, sir.